right. So, Emine, put this together, and I'm sure it's going to open our minds up to so much that's happening at FCT Primary School. So just listen to this very short documentary. Don't go away.
The provision of a conducive environment is a key factor in the attainment of quality education and one of the key components necessary for a conducive learning environment is the provision of water and sanitation facilities. Sadly, most primary schools in the Federal Capital Territory fall short of the basic standard. World leaders in 2015 committed to the UN Sustainable Development Goals, including Goal 6, which aims to make sure by 2030 that every household in the world has its own tap and toilet, delivering safe water and safe sanitation. The goals further revealed that toilets would need to be private and part of a system that makes sure they are regularly emptied with an effective sewage system or latrine emptying scheme. This is a far cry from what is obtainable in the FCT. A visit to most of the primary schools in the FCT shows a shocking lack of planning for water and sanitation facilities. From Kuje to Amak, Gwagwalada, Kwali, Abaji and Buari, the story is the same. Some schools are without toilet facilities at all, while the schools that have toilet facilities are in a state of despair. Most of the toilets in these schools do not have taps that run. This is in addition to the fact that toilet facilities in most schools are inadequate. For instance, it is not an uncommon sight to find an entire school having access to only three functional toilets. This forces the pupils to resort to open defecation in some instances. A teacher in one of the schools who spoke on condition of anonymity said the lack of adequate toilet facilities is a major source of concern for her because her class is often disrupted by pupils who sometimes answer the call of nature in the class.
Sometimes children defecate on their body. I remember a girl that I washed her clothes. She went to the toilet to defecate. I said that the place, nowhere to defecate. He just urinates and defecates on his body. Before he came back, you know, he cannot stay in the class with a child that polluted everywhere. He will come outside and wash the child, the uniform, dry the uniform before the child. Sometimes he will even look something to cover the child nakedness before the child will join you. You know, the cloth cannot dry at once. Later, the child will join you and stay in the class. Those times are wasting. Washing the children, the feces, we will use it to teach them. And the thing is just giving us concern because we just come here to teach the children, not to pack their feces.
In some of the schools visited, offensive smell emanate from the bushes which the students use as defecation areas, while some pupils were seen urinating openly. Data obtained from the FCT UBEB website for the 2016-2017 academic year shows that there are 1,740 toilets in schools across all the area councils. The site puts enrollment figure at 227,201. This therefore means that the 1,740 toilets cater for over 200,000 pupils, excluding the teaching staff, which is put at 8,914. A UN and World Health Organization Global Drinking Water, Sanitation and Hygiene in Schools Global Baseline Report 2018 says globally, pre-primary and primary schools lack facility more often than secondary schools. That is affecting young children at a time that is significant for their cognitive and physical development and growth. The report further says diarrhea caused by dirty water and poor toilet kills a child under 5 every 2 minutes. Having poor sanitary facilities put children at risk of falling sick, and when they fall sick, they tend to stay away from school. This is not good for a country like Nigeria, which is struggling to reduce the number of out-of-school children. Dr. Olusegun Soyombo, a senior registrar, Department of Psychiatry, National Hospital Abuja, says the failure to provide water and sanitation facilities in school has a multiplier effect on the child and negatively affects the provision of quality education.
These children ideally are supposed to go back home and say, "Mommy, teacher said we should wash our hands." But where there's no water in the school, it means we are not even teaching the sanitation to them in the school, and then we are depriving the community from benefiting from the education that that child is supposed to have received. So it affects the whole child. It affects his ability to learn. It affects his willingness to learn. It affects his ability to impact the society, because the education that we have should impact the society.
He also said the negative effect is worse for the girl child, who is already at risk of dropping out of school.
Let us talk specifically and very importantly about the girl child. If a girl child has attained the age of menstruation and she knows that she is on her menses, and then there's no place where she can change her pad in school, it means that for the 3-4 days thereabouts that she's going to be on her period, she will have to stay at home. Again, the learning objective is not being met. Assuming, of course, as it happens, that they now even go to school to learn in this unconducive environment, you now have the problem of easy outbreak of diseases, diarrheal diseases.
Saeed Mustafa, who is the coordinator of policy and sector capacity WaterAid, while acknowledging that schools in area councils outside the FCT city center are worst hit by poor water and sanitation facilities, said improving provision of sanitation and water facilities will go a long way as school children can serve as change agents.
Toilets, when constructed, should have a number of things as basic. One, there should be water. Two, there should be hand washing facilities where students will come out and wash their hands when they finish using the toilet. Three, the toilet should be separated between boys and girls to create for privacy. Four, there should be a facility or a room that is provided for girls to be able to go in and change their pads when they need to do that. That is away from prying eyes. That will allow girls to not miss school, even for 1 hour throughout the whole month.
Executive Director of the FCT Universal Basic Education Board, Dr. Adamu Jatao Noma, in response said the government is working hard to bridge the gap. Dr. Noma, who was speaking through the PRO of the board, assured that the poor situation will be addressed as provision had been made in the 2017 Action Plan for Schools.